Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host today. Fran Coach is a national search firm. We are dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help our clients find the best franchise to own. Our goal in the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. Today, we want to talk about just very simply a little bit more about what we do. We're going to call this the shameless promotion plugging podcast of what we do. So again, as we mentioned there, we work with individuals that at least some way, shape, or form have an interest, have a curiosity, have intrigue, always thought it would be cool to own a business. For the vast majority of our folks, that's kind of all the farther they get. A lot of people we work with are coming out of the corporate world, been doing that, you know, the whole thing that's, you know, kind of me at 51, our generation was told, right, by our parents, go to college, get a job, then work there until you retire at 65, get your pension and your gold watch. Well, our parents basically lied to us. That's a bunch of crap. That does not work anymore. So a lot of people that have kind of got caught in there now trying to figure out how to get out, or they've been kind of kicked out by their company, especially here the last few months, right? So we're going to kind of help educate them on that. But we all know how to go find a job. This is what we've done. Therefore, this is what we search for. So with franchising, it's totally different. So first off, I mean, the 500 or so franchises we're partnered with, let's start with this, very key. So obviously it's a huge range, 500 plus 60 industries or so. It's an even wider range when people realize that you can have two franchises that look the same to the consumer, whether they are selling a sandwich or they're going to mow your grass in the backyard. Look the same to the consumer, but behind the scenes, that franchise, those franchises can be vastly different from one another in what they look for in an owner, their role, sales, marketing, culture, people, the whole deal. Sometimes night and day different from one another. That's not something that's going to show up on a Google search. That's something that you need a trained team of experts to be able to have those relationships and those partnerships with the franchisors. So that you've got that. Then you also need to realize that you're not pigeonholed anymore like you are in the corporate world. The kind of the sky is the limit as far as industry. Franchisors don't focus on industry experience. I can count on one hand the number of franchises we work with that require industry experience. So that tells us what they're looking for is kind of old school. They're looking for talent, skill set, core values. What are you good at? What do you do? How does that align with what the franchise is looking for? Rarely is the franchise owner the doer. So you don't need 20 years experience of flipping a burger to own a burger franchise. You could be the biggest slob on the planet and own a cleaning franchise. It's not your job to clean. It's your job to run the business. And because the folks we are working with are talented, successful professionals, they're smart enough to learn the new industry, right? That's not, again, they're not the doer, they're the business owner. So our relationship with the franchisors, we understand all those different nuances and behind the scenes things. So we're going to kind of sit on that. Then what we're going to do with folks is we're going to go through a couple steps in great detail to build from scratch what that dream scenario would be if you owned a business. What the owner role is, and then we start here because this is the absolute most important thing. You as an owner, you're going to get out of bed every day. You're going to go to work at your business. We need to make this as ideal as possible, right? We don't want those where you're getting out of bed, dreading to go to work, hate my job, hate my boss. Guess what? You're the boss. It's your job. Let's make this, again, as perfect as possible. And doesn't necessarily have to be focused on, well, this is what I did in the past. Who cares, right? Did you enjoy that? Are you good at it? Do you want it to do it again? Is there something maybe you've always wanted to do more and didn't get a chance? We're creating your, forgive the cheesiness, your dream scenario, right? So from there, we're going to build out the sales and the marketing, the customer profile. As it turns out, if you own a business, it's usually wise to have some customers. Let's figure out what they should look like, why they're buying from you, how we're finding them, who's finding them. What about the core values of the business? What do you want it to stand for? What about a staff? Is it just you? Do we have people? How many? What kind? What their roles are? How do we grow? We will definitely talk about industry. Industry for franchising is just a piece of the puzzle. It's not the driver, but we're going to talk about it. It's important. And then, of course, the financial, right? The big elephant in the corner of the room. What's it take to get started? What are the funding options? And really, what is more importantly, what is somebody's capability and comfort zone from an investment standpoint? For more on that, we've got a couple podcasts on what it costs and some of the funding options. So we're going to go through that. If that all sounds like a lot, it's because it's a lot. So don't worry that you don't know the answers to all of those things. Nobody does. It's our job to pull that out. So we'll go through a couple steps to do that. And we're going to paint this incredibly detailed picture of what your ideal business should look like. Then from there, it's pretty simple. We're going to do the research. We're going to go to our franchise partners. We're going to find the best couple that could match what you're looking for. We're going to get you connected to them. We're going to help you through an incredibly thorough vetting process. It takes 6 to 8 weeks to vet the franchises. It is mutual. They're vetting you as well. Franchises are awarded. The franchise has to want you just as much as you want to be a part of that. We're going to assist you with all of that until we get all the way to the end and you go, aha, this is the one for me. And the franchise has said, yep, they're the one for us. All the way through there. Start to finish, 3 months sometimes to get through every last little step. It is not something to be rushed. We are trying to create a long-term partnership. My cynical stat of the day is after 5 years, the amount of franchise owners that are still owning their franchise and in business is higher than the amount of marriages that are still intact after 5 years. So we want to really focus on this. In fact, I was kind of joke with folks as we start vetting the franchises. It's like the dating process. We're not going to go to one date for a cup of coffee and go, woohoo, let's run off to Vegas to get married. We got to vet this other person out. We got to find out a little bit more than just that first date a cup of coffee. They could be batshit crazy and hit it the first time. So we want to find that out. Also, the things on the surface, the shiny object may not be the best one. All part of that process, working through this. So we're through all of this. Never ever any fee for our service. We are kind of the recruiter model from the corporate world. So we're compensated on the back end. We know full well that not everybody we talk to is going to start a franchise, and that is okay. That's why our focus is educational. The most important thing we will accomplish, and we will accomplish this every single time, is we will help people determine if this is the right path. And let's be honest, it may not be. Franchising is not for everybody. Or it might be for them, but the wrong time. Guarantee we will figure that out. If not, no worries. You've learned something new that rarely kills us, and maybe you file that away for later. But maybe, just maybe, this is the path, and then we're going to continue focused on the specific franchises, working together until we figure that out. So that's, again, kind of what we do. And again, I think the biggest thing is people start looking at franchises. You just have to, I hate using cheesy corporate cliches, but you have to have a paradigm shift for how you think about this. This is not like how you search for a job. This is not how you search for a place to go eat tonight or directions or whatever else we're trying to find on the internet. This is not it. You have to completely rethink and retool your process. We're not hunting. We're building. We're creating your perfect scenario. And to do that, it takes, quite frankly, professionals like the team at FranCoach to know what we need to ask and then how to be able to best match that with the right franchise. Hopefully, the whole point of our podcast series is to help people learn a little something different about the franchising world and what it's all about. And as we've been doing these and have had great feedback from folks, and thank you so much for that, is we realize we should probably just create one of these about what the heck it is we do. So hopefully that is helpful for folks. And if this is kind of helped your curiosity, piqued it a little bit, and made you interested to learn more, to determine if this is the path for you, guess what, folks? We are here to help. We'd love to set up an introductory call. You can find us all sorts of places. Go old school, call us, text us, 480-501-1354. Email us info@francoach.net. And then, of course, find us on the line. Francoach.net is our website. All kinds of good info there and a handy-dandy little contact form where we can get a call scheduled. Social media, we're all over the place there. We're excited to be able to talk to you, help you take that first step towards potentially creating your better tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the Franchising 101 podcast series. Stay safe, everyone. Have a great day, and we hope to talk to you soon. Thanks.